Thank you for joining us on the Entrepreneur Dad podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs, high-level executives, and overall just people that are working their butt off to make a great living for themselves. In this, what we do is we examine their journey, their ups, their downs, their transitions, and also how to remain great spouses and loving parents while managing a full daily schedule. Thank you so much, and I hope you get tons of value out of your time with us.
So I recently read an article about why everyone in the world was healthier than the people in the U.S. It was very, very intriguing. So what the article did, and I put the article down below so you can reference it if you want to. It's a really, really good article. So what it did is it took every country and it gave their typical diet and the things that they really, really major in. And all the countries that were healthier had a handful of things in common. So the number one thing is they all ate real food. So one of the things that's pretty atypical of the United States that's not very typical in other countries, especially healthier countries, are people bought food for either the day or the day and the next day. They didn't buy food for the week. I have friends that buy food for the month or even buy food for every 2 weeks. And so that is not very typical in other countries. So people were buying food for today or for the next day. And so what it boiled down to is they were buying real food. They were buying fruits, they were buying vegetables, they were buying meats, they were buying grains that would, in essence, go bad in the next 2 or 3 days simply because they don't have a lot of preservatives on and they're probably grown locally. So all that being said is the most common thing was they ate real food. So the next common thing I saw was that the countries that were had a little bit more of a tilt, a healthier tilt in their diet was they ate a lot less refined sugar. Typically what these countries will do is their sweet or their the thing that they use to kind of balance the salt in their diet is fruit. So a lot of people, fruit is a very, very common thing in what they're eating, especially in, like I said, the healthier countries. So the refined sugar, their cookies, their brownies, and their desserts and ice creams and things like that are not nearly as common in the healthier countries. So the amount of refined sugar is way down. One of the other things is lots of vegetables. So all of these countries are eating things that are grown locally or and are very, very fresh. So they're taking vegetables that are from within 50 or 60 miles of where they live and they're eating them. And that is the main staple of their diet. So a lot of them will eat grains, but the big part of what these people are eating is they're eating vegetables. So, and I've told people this all the time. There are documentaries and things out there that are against dairy. There are documentaries and things out there that are against sugar. And there are even tons of documentaries out there that are against people eating meat. But one of the things that you're gonna have a hard time finding is someone coming out with a study that says that vegetables and fruits are bad for you. They're just not out there. It's what the Lord made for us. It's how I think He intended us to eat is the most, the bulk of our diet being from vegetables. But that's one of the other things that you'll find that a lot of people in the healthier countries are eating. The last thing, meat. Meat is only a large portion of the diet in the U.S., more so than just about any country in the world. Now, there are countries that do eat meat. There are countries that eat a lot of meat. But the U.S., we have made meat a very, very large portion of what we eat. We center meals around meat instead of centering them around other things that in our diets. So all these healthier countries, meat is really, really low on the proverbial totem pole of what they eat on their daily diet. So what we've done is, here at MealFit, I've got a lady that works with us named Margaret. And we've interviewed Margaret before on one of our specials. Margaret is as Southern as they come. And she is from Augusta, Georgia, but she lives here in Birmingham now. She spent 3 years in Korea. She has a very, I had a conversation off camera one day about her thought process and her lifestyle in Korea. And then it was just, it was amazingly intriguing. So I had Miss Margaret come on and give her outlook on food from the U.S. perspective and the Koreans' perspective, and this is what we found out. So this is Margaret. Margaret is from Augusta, Georgia, and is the salt of the earth. And so what's really, really cool about what we're talking about is Margaret is from the South, but she was in Korea for 3 years. So she was in Korea as a missionary, ended up marrying a Korean man. And so we were talking about food. So talk to me about what you were talking about with food. Why do Korean people and really Asian people in general, why are they viewed as healthier and why are they healthier than Americans?
Well, they're thin.
Okay.
And so in America, that might be considered health.
For sure, yeah.
And so Koreans, their basic diet is rice and kimchi.
Okay, so give me a...
Kimchi is the little pickled cabbage.
Okay.
Red pepper and garlic and onions and vegetables. And they eat fish, but very little red meat.
So very little red meat. What else are they not having?
Sweets. The only sweets Koreans eat in Korea is fruit.
So we're looking at real food. I mean, yeah. Rice, vegetables, some fish, and then fruit. So you told me a funny story about when you were there. But what was your diet for?
Well, when we got married, my husband is the oldest in his son in his family.
Okay.
So that when the oldest son gets married, they move into the parents' home.
That was fun.
No, that's not.
totally different video.
We ate the same meal, the same food for three meals a day. For at least a month or a half that we lived there.
So you...
We had rice and kimchi and soup. The soups are liquid. They're not thick like we would eat thick soups.
Right.
They're like the cream of broccoli and all that. It's just liquidy, watery soup with vegetables in it.
So is it a deal where like just Koreans are blessed with great genetics, or are they thin? Are Koreans just all thin and...
No, some of them are a little overweight, but it's very rare until they move to America, and then they get fat.
So the moral of the story is, if you live in Korea, stay in Korea so you won't get overweight. So
their biggest help, whatever, would be too much salt in the diet.
Gotcha. So to wrap everything up as far as the Korean diet is, eat real food, it sounds like they eat the same things, same.
And it's not processed. You don't go to the store and buy cans and bring them home and open them.
Gotcha.
Everything is fresh, all the vegetables.
Gotcha. So they're buying things on every day or every other day. All right, perfect, thanks. So to wrap this thing up, all these healthier countries are doing these four things. Number one, they eat real food, okay? Number two, they eat very, very little refined sugar. Number three, they eat tons of vegetables. And number four, they're eating a lot less red meat. So I hope this helped you. I don't want this to scare you at all. I don't want you to combat this. I just wanted to give the information out there of why some of these other countries are healthier than we are from a obesity standpoint and from so many different health perspectives. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you had as much fun as I did in this interview. We would love to hear your input and who you would like for us to interview on the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. Also, we would love it if you would give us a review and a rating. What that does for us is it helps us so much in our business and so much with the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. If you have any suggestions or would just like to ask a question in general, please email us, thomas@theentrepreneurdad.com. That's thomas@theentrepreneurdad.com. Thank you so much. We look forward to serving you.